Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nick Chubb going to play on Sunday?
If he's activated today, I'll say yes. If he's activated Saturday, I'd still say yes. But as Alex Van Pelt said yesterday, they will monitor his touches. But I'm pretty optimistic.
Wait, okay. So they're actually going to share with the players that they're going to be on a snap count?
Yeah, what was that yesterday with Joe Woods, bud? What the hell was that?
Well, I mean, what did you expect him to say? That's what that was. What did you expect him to say? He took the blame, said he doesn't really have any problems with the criticism from fans or even from Myles Garrett. He and Myles are fine. In his own way, respectfully disagreed with Garrett's assertion that he did not make halftime adjustments, said he talked to Myles going into the locker room about how things were going. So we'll just file it under. It is what it is, Ken.
Whose fault is it then? Is it the player's fault or is it Joe Woods' is his fault?
I'd lean more toward the players because Joe Woods can't go out and play. I think the players need to play better. It's that simple. Because I did ask him if, you know, there are major execution problems on that side of the ball. And he wouldn't say that. He said it's a team effort. He's got to make better calls. He's got to put them in better positions to win. But look, the reality is the players are the ones making the plays. And Joe Woods is a genius when the players do that. Joe Woods is the worst defensive coordinator in the league, and he should be fired when they don't. That's just the life in the NFL. And as he said, the other team's got good players too, and it's our job to stop them. And certainly last week, they did not stop anybody.
Did the Browns as a whole – look, we're not going to take satisfaction in much after getting blown out, but seeing what they did to Matt Ryan, veteran quarterback, and the Falcons, some people thought, oh, maybe that tells you guys you were overreacting to what happened.
No. I watched flipping back and forth between them and the Cavs last night. There's no moral victory to be had with the Patriots dominating the Falcons last night. Just flat out on both sides of the ball, the Browns were a no-show in New England, and that absolutely cannot happen under any circumstances the rest of the way again.
Oh, go ahead.
Dale Ryder, our Browns beat reporter. I know yesterday on Twitter you said we'd be discussing this today. I asked a simple question. This is the most beat up, he self-admitted this, most beat up he's ever been as a QB in the NFL. His offensive coordinator yesterday said he's going to be limited mobility. It's going to affect their play calling. It's definitely going to affect, you know, their strategy for the game. The fact that we've seen with Baker as the quarterback outside of the Cincinnati game this year, he has been average to below average.
Yep.
So with all of that said, what's the point of having Case Keenum on the team as the highest paid backup if you can't go to him in situations like these?
I don't disagree with you. I understand from a fan perspective and even with what you guys do on a daily basis that every week is a referendum on Baker Mayfield's contract extension. I disagree. In this regard, I think the injuries are a legitimate mitigating factor, and it complicates the evaluation process. But I'm looking at the big picture here. You got to protect the franchise quarterback. Sometimes you got to protect him from himself. I'm looking at the schedule the rest of the way. You've got the Ravens in back-to-back games, which includes a bye week sandwiched in between. The Lions haven't won a game this year. I couldn't even tell you who their starting quarterback this week is going to be. Case Keenum can beat them. And again, playing Case Keenum. You're not benching Baker. It's, again, not a referendum on whether he's the long-term franchise quarterback. It's not punishment. Baker's struggling right now. He's struggling physically, and he's struggling on the field. And I am of the belief that they should sit him down this week, allow the foot and the knees to calm down. The shoulder's not going to get any better. Let's be honest about it. We knew that when they decided he was going to play the rest of the year with the injury, which is fine. But he's had two knee contusions and a foot injury since then as well. And I am of the belief, let those other injuries calm down. Because where is Baker Mayfield most effective and dangerous? It's when he's able to move around and get outside of the pocket, right? And he's not able to do that very good right now. So I think that they are – I respect his willingness to play hurt. And again, I'm not criticizing Baker. I'm not dogging Baker. But I think the smart play should have been to sit him. I wouldn't have even let him practice this week. I would have turned the keys over to Case Keenum to beat the Lions on Sunday and bring Baker back, hopefully feeling a little better against the Ravens, who, oh, by the way, you know we're going to beat him up. And the other thing, too, here with this whole conversation is Baker's been sacked 26 times this year. He was sacked 26 times the entire regular season a year ago. Career high 40 times in 2019. He's going to be well over 50 when this season's over.
Yo, Ryder, join us on the hotline. Yeah, I compare it, Daryl, and I'm with you on nobody is at questioning the toughness, but we're beyond that. I mean, you're an right. NFL quarterback. We presume that most of them, especially the good ones and franchise guys, are pretty tough. Kyler Murray, yep. Nobody ever accused him of not being tough, but they sat him for Colt McCoy, nowhere near the backup, at least on paper, going into the season that Case Keenum would be, and they trusted their potential seeding with Colt McCoy. 1 week he won, the next week he looked terrible. And right. Now it looks like Kyler Murray's going to be back. I just compare it to that organization. They seem to be a little more careful than what the Browns are being here.
Yeah. And that's kind of my point here. If the Cardinals can do that, why can't the Browns? And again, I understand the conversation about it potentially being a slight or a referendum on Baker. And I think good organizations are able to tune that outside noise out. Right?
I think that I don't mean to cut you off. I think that's it's not your fault because you're not the one saying it. I think that's totally asinine. If he's not able to play, he's not able to play physically. And I'm not going to use it against him if he's not able to play physically.
Right.
That would be something like if we're looking at this, that would be Jimmy Garoppolo, and we gave Jimmy Garoppolo 2 years of injuries before we started to say, hey, you know, maybe he's injury prone and maybe they have to move on in San Francisco. So you get even more time if you're injured. Anybody saying that is really being silly about it.
Yeah, and that's my whole point, Ken, is he's clearly limited. And again, that's not a criticism of him or that's not slamming the guy. It's just watch. Not able to put the type of touch he needs on his throws, able to get outside the pocket and move around and move those safeties and linebackers and corners like we've seen him do. He can't do it right. He's physically limited, and that's why I would let both of – and, hey, the flip side of that coin is, and again, I understand, Browns medical staff, coaching staff, and Baker himself, they know more than me. They're in the middle of this thing, and maybe they're just similar to the shoulder. Hey, ain't getting many better. Need you out there. Got to go, right? I get that, but like I said, from the outside looking in, watching him struggle to come to the podium on Wednesday, I honestly felt bad for him. I really did. No sarcasm, I honestly felt bad for the guy. I could see the pain on his face that he was trying to hide from us. And I would give him a week off. I really, really would.
What did you make of Jarvis Landry's comments the other day at his charity event? Browns fans, they, as they always do, say, wow, you guys drummed up controversy here. I saw a veteran who's always been savvy with the media go out of his way to get his point across.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with what Jarvis said. He shouldn't be happy. Why would he, right? I mean, he's not getting targets. He's not getting touches, and he's your best receiver. We are through 10 games, and Jarvis Landry doesn't have a touchdown. I realize he missed some games with the sprained MCL, got hurt against Denver again. He too has been playing hurt. but got to get him the ball. He is he really is the spark plug for this offense. Get him involved early. I understand he might not be feeling great come the fourth quarter, but we already saw, right, the Denver game. I think he had 3 catches in that game. 2 of those came on the opening drive, and it sparked the touchdown drive. And so they got to get him going right out of the gate. I understand the run and things, but got to get the ball in Jarvis Landry's hands at it, because everyone seems to feed off that guy. So I understand where he's coming from. Certainly you can sense the frustration. It doesn't help that they've lost 4-6, but I don't think that he stepped out of bounds with his comments. And, he clearly, though, wanted to express that he's not real happy with the state of the offense right now and what he has been able to contribute to that.
A win is a win is a win. But as far as a narrative is concerned, things that we talk about here on Sports Talk Radio, what do the Browns stand to gain in a win against the Detroit Lions?
They get themselves back above 500, and they keep themselves alive in not only the divisional race. But
I mean, those are tangible things. I'm talking about narratives. Those are real things.
But that's your narrative, Ken. Hey, everything is still in front of them. Like, for as not great as this season has been, and how disappointing it has been, right? The Browns arguably are one of the most disappointing teams this year, and we could spend all day talking about why that is. The bottom line is, if they win Sunday, they're back in the thick of things again.
Daryl,
10
seconds left. Your birthday was this week. Did you get any spankings?
No, it was a very quiet night.
Any?
What? It's his birthday. You get birthday spankings. That's the way it works. All right, Daryl. Well, I'm going to see you on Sunday, and you better look out for me, because I got a hankering for some spankering.
Thanks for the warning, Ken. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too, buddy. Take care. Great Daryl Ryder. Brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hated to cut him off, but I had to do it, and I had to get the thing in. I hope Daryl had a happy birthday. We love Daryl on this show. 216-578-0092, coming up at 940. Coming in hot. Up next, there's a controversy surrounding the Cavs game last night on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.